escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Tiger Baseball tonight, finishing the series in Washington against the Nationals. Ooh. Dietrich Enns makes his second appearance as a Tiger last week, made that brilliant debut. It was a week ago today, in fact.
Day game.
Five shutout innings, one hit. I don't expect that same effort today, but it'd be great if we saw it again.
Yeah,
it
would
make
me
feel a bit better about the rotation if he's able to get it done. I mean, he was pitching really well in Toledo.
I feel, Gator, and we'll go to the phones momentarily, but I do feel that there is like a mold for Chris Fetter. He goes to the minors like a Chase Lee. He sees qualities in a guy. He says, I can fix that guy with a 9 ERA, and he does. Now, I don't know that that fix lasts over a couple years or even a year.
Right.
But Dietrich Enns seems to be one of those guys that they're like, hey, he's been out of baseball. He's been in Japan. He's been in Korea. We love the work ethic, and we think we can do something with his fastball and changeup, you know? And it works.
Yeah, the pitchers get fettered up.
They really do. Fetter makes them better. Fetter made.
But it's not just here at the major league level. It's system wide. They'll take chances on other teams. The other teams let prospects go and DFA them.
Carlos Hernandez.
Right. And Tiger's like, well, we'll try this guy. We'll try that guy out. And Dietrich Enns is not a kid. I think he's 34 years old. Had a cup of coffee in Major League Baseball where he actually pitched reasonably well. Surprised that he didn't latch on more. In his career, it's not a ton of work, but it was decent. The ERA in the threes, goes away, pitches overseas, comes back, makes 14 starts at Toledo with a sub three ERA. And okay, let's see that, because it's a better track record of doing that at Toledo than like Cater Montero.
Yeah.
But Montero has
been fine.
Montero's interesting. It's like two out of three starts. He gives you really good starts. And then the third it's not so good. And then he goes back to the minors and it's the same thing there. Like, he'll give you a really good start followed by a really not good start. But and they get fettered up. They're able to pitch here. It'd be nice if they catch a break and Dietrich Enns is more than just a flash in a pan here. Hopefully it lasts for a little bit longer. I don't have confidence in it. I feel better that Reese Olson is coming back to this team this weekend against Cleveland. But, pitching is going to be something to be closely monitored on this team. And, I'm looking at starting pitching, but the bigger issue is probably the bullpen, which we'll get to coming up at 1:20. Meanwhile, we want to talk more about what's going on with the Red Wings.
Eiserman talk today, people.
Exactly. Let's start with David is in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
David.
Yeah, so I want to lead off here with I'm a huge Stevie fan. Heck, I named my dog after him.
Oh, nice.
But a season ticket holder now for 4 years, was supposed to go on five. And I'm literally canceling my season tickets because I'm just tired of Stevie just being lethargic all of a sudden the last couple seasons. I mean, we go from the press conference he had at the end of the season where he said he was daydreaming, and then his comments today. And he hasn't done anything exciting since, what, the DeBrincat trade?
Yeah, a couple years now. No, David, listen, I hear you, man. Like, I keep going back. I've said it like five times already. And for a guy like you, you'd understand. It's a 100-year anniversary this year. It's supposed to be a big year for the season ticket holders, for the fan base, a massive celebration. And there's a chance, I think a good chance, that they go into this season with this team as is. I don't blame you one bit, man.
And on top of it, they've actually increased the prices of my tickets every year, not by a ton, usually by about $50, $100. I mean, my tickets are, you know, second upper deck, second row, so they're not like high dollar or anything. But still, I'm fed up.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And thanks for the call, David. And ticket prices, they're never going to go down. They only go one direction. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if the team becomes a playoff team, guess what's going to happen? They're going to go up again. That's just how it is. Ask Lion fans how they feel about it.
That'd be nice. I'm willing to deal with that.
Yeah. Well, win the ultimate prize and you'll pay anything. Mike is in Traverse City. Mike, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, uh-huh,
Mikey.
Hey, sorry, we're up in the peninsula in Traverse City. But I live down in South Florida, but I'm just up here listening to you guys. And I know you guys just mentioned that the trade deadline the past couple of years hasn't been that impactful. But living in South Florida, the Panthers, they don't win the cup without trading for Seth Jones and Brad Marchand.
You're right about that.
Meanwhile, I'm from Bay City, born and raised, so I've been watching the Red Wings my whole life. And, God, Yzerman at his press conference, he just sounds like he's reading off a cue card while there's a gun to his head, like at a hostage camp or something. And it's like, they're just sitting on their thumbs doing nothing. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I don't think they're sitting on their thumbs doing nothing, but the results would indicate that. I would, you know, because they haven't landed free. And thanks for the call. They haven't landed free agents of substance. They haven't traded for I mean, I shouldn't say, because John Gibson, I think the goaltender.
No, it's a good move.
I think that's a good move. That's a really good move. It was a great start. It's a great start.
100%. And you didn't give up. You gave up a second round, a fourth round, and Peter Mrazek.
That was a trade. So that's not even free. So that goes in a plus column. But that's,
understood, but that's it.
But that's
where it ended.
It's not a whole lot
but
there.
See, Gator, am I wrong to just assume, like, when Steve says cap's going up, going to be tougher to make trades, free agency, couldn't even get a sniff at these guys, they already knew where they were going to go, right? When I hear stuff like that, it pisses me off. But then I'm like, okay, well, tough job, right? And am I being fair? When I say or hear Steve Yzerman, and I know what he did in Tampa Bay, whether people want to give him credit for it or not, I hear and know what I expect. That my expectations are that you got to go win a trade, that you got to swindle somebody, that you have to prove that you're this unicorn GM. Those are my expectations. Well, and he's not done any of that.
The last two trades he made are trading for Gibson,
yeah,
and then getting somebody to take Tarasenko's contract, right?
Yeah, which, by the way, was two, but both moves were wrongs that he had to write.
I understand that.
And he wronged.
But I'm just saying, but at least he's not letting it linger. He's moving
on. That's fair. That's fine.
So I can appreciate that. But yes, to your point, don't do it in the first place, right? I mean, that's a frustrating part of it. Steve Yzerman is not going to win the press conference. It's not who he is.
Which is fine. Nobody
right.
cares.
But this is what happens when you do come out and speak. People are going to parse over every single word that you say and how it's said, and they're going to make up their own determinations, and to the point where people are like, oh, he's sleepwalking through it, or he says he's sleepwalking through it and all this. And really all that matters is what happens with this team. And I don't think he spoke out of turn. I think he was being honest, but nobody wants to hear the honesty. Nobody wants to hear that, hey, free agents are going to sign with their own teams. The free agent pool
Understood.
Wasn't very deep. And but it's
but it feels like it's honest, but it feels like resignation almost
well,
too, doesn't
way,
it? It feels
well,
like well, you know,
it's
guys
how you take
he
it.
Even said it. He's like, well, what do you want us to do?
But part of that to me is just how he is when he speaks, and then he'll go out and do something. You know, I'm not saying he's being oh sly, oh Steve Yzerman, look at him, he's doing it again. But I'm saying that's just kind of who he is. And I think that's it's that act that kind of aw shucks type stuff is wearing thin on Red Wing fans, certainly. And while this team continues to fail to make the playoffs, everybody's on high alert with everything that's going to come out of his mouth. And every press release we get saying, hey, they've added this player or this player. And if it's not the guy you want, you know, everybody's going to be upset with it.
Do you want to hear Steve Yzerman's message to the fans that expected more so far this offseason?
Yes.
All right, here, Steve. All right, one more for you. Okay, so that was about free agency, mainly mentioned Mitch Marner, never really got a chance. Right. What about trades? Does he expect some substantial trades to happen now? He went on to say, but because the salary cap has expanded, that might be difficult.
Right, but here's the thing is, Steve Yzerman is, this is how he does it, right? He'll give you the hope, like when he says, oh, possibly, and goes into the reasons. Yeah, there's actually a couple teams out there that are looking to move some players for a variety of reasons, whatever. And you get excited about that part, but then he presents the other part. Well, a salary cap and, you know, and he kind of stops any kind of momentum that you might have right. because he doesn't want to create the expectation that he just creates and then he takes it away. He did that before in the last press conference that he had as well. I forget what the context was, but it was the same thing. I'm not going to read too much into it. I'll read into it what I want to, which is, yes, possibly. And that whole first part, knowing that there are teams out there looking to trade guys, they're looking at that. They're going to look at that. That would happen perhaps, and this would happen in the next week or so is what he made it sound like. The bit after that, we didn't play about the salary cap. It's being honest, too, though. It's just how the NHL is now.
And I agree with you.
But teams are still going to try to move guys.
It feels to me at every turn that there's this attitude of, you know, guys, we are trying. We are trying. But what do you really want us to do? And for me, that's just not good enough in year 7 and 9 years without the playoffs.
Yeah, but
that's
also, he's not going to give away what conversations he's having with other GMs and what's being said and who he's talking to. He's not going to give you any of that stuff, which, of course, we'd all love to hear.
Of course.
We'd love to be a fly on the wall in his office.
He was pretty close,
and
though.
What was happening.
Sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like he was pretty close to naming other free agents that would talk to them.
But he's like, I probably shouldn't. No,
that
you probably
been nice.
Shouldn't, but we'd love to hear it. But that's just not going to happen.
All right, so I am curious. I know we'll go to the Tigers, but after hearing some of Steve, and we got more if you want a Gator, after understanding how things have been for the last couple of years, after understanding the disappointment, Gator believes a move is still coming. I don't. I officially don't believe. And when I say a move, I mean like a substantial move.
Yeah,
I don't believe one's coming.
A top four defenseman or a top six forward.
You still believe?
Yep.
I don't. What do the people think?
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same note of text. We're going to get into some Tiger talk as well. We'll talk about the games yesterday and what that means for the Tigers leading up to a trade deadline. We do expect the Tigers to be very active in improving this roster.
They better be.
That is technically the second best team in all of baseball right now by either a half a game or a game behind the Dodgers right now. We'll talk about it next year on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so here we are a couple of days into free agency, and the Red Wings have made some marginal moves. James Van Riemsdyk is probably the biggest move that they made outside of trading for Gibson, the goaltender.
Which is not that big.
Well, Gibson's better than Cam Talbot.
No. I'm talking about James Van Riemsdyk.
No, Van Riemsdyk doesn't really move the needle too much to me. It's just a swap out of you got out of the Tarasenko contract. You add Van Riemsdyk.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, who is better all around as a player. But if you just look at stats, it's not, you know, a big difference. But I think he might be a bigger difference because of the type of player he is. But if that's your only move to solidify the top six, I don't like it. They have signed a bunch of other players that are as free agents that will add depth to the organization as a whole, like down in Grand Rapids, and they have a chance to play here. Adding Mason Appleton yesterday was another one of those moves that, I mean, they talk about him being a penalty kill guy and being a, you know, on the checking line. So you're talking about, you know, a fourth line guy. And again, these aren't moves that move the needle too much in terms of interest. And you stack them on top of each other, and there's not a whole lot to get excited about as a Red Wing fan right now. And striking out on any free agents of significance like they did, it hurts. Missing out on some trades where there were some pretty good assets that were moved in the NHL, whether you look at Dobson or Keandre Miller,
right?
You know, those are two really good defensemen that got moved, that the Red Wings just weren't there. You see more free agents go away, you know, on small deals. I would have loved to have seen Brent Burns, the defenseman who's 40 years old but plays 22 minutes a game. Would love to see the Red Wings get him. He goes to a cup contending team in Colorado on a 1-year contract. Now, could the Red Wings just have thrown a bunch of money at him for 1 year as a bridge player? Yeah, they could have, but would that have been money well spent? I don't know. If it prevents you from getting somebody else, then no, it's not. But if you're not getting anybody else, you know, this is where I'm starting to get a little frustrated with it. If you're not able to get another top six forward, somebody that makes sense and really adds this team, then what difference does it make if you're going to spend $1 million on a player or $7 million on a player for 1 year?
Right.
I agree. If it doesn't affect your salary cap the following season. It's right. A one-year deal, and you've got the cap space.
It's good term.
You can use it. But nonetheless, if the agents that you're talking to are like, yeah, my guy doesn't want to come to Detroit. You guys are a ways away from being a contender. My client's 40 years old. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. I can respect that and totally understand that, and sure. I wouldn't have expected Brent Burns to come here unless he just wanted to come for money or just wanted a different challenge at this point in his career. But that's what free agency brings you. There's not a ton there. And we saw other players. Orloff went off the board today, $6.5 million a year on a 2-year deal as a defenseman. Is he a top four defenseman? Borderline. Would he be a top four defenseman here? More than likely.
Yes. Well, people keep bringing up Jason Robertson, right? And
who's playing for Dallas and is a free agent after this year, right?
Restricted free agent, yes. So he total stud, could help the Wings. Wings rumored to be in the mix for him. Problem is, cap gone up, and Jim Neal, I got to believe, who of course used to be here, wants to do his best to keep Jason Robertson.
Oh, he should.
So
he's a hell of a player.
That's up
and
to
he's
Stevie
young.
To sweeten that pot. So it comes down to, do you think he's going to make that move? I don't. Gator does.
So Eisen was asked about, he was talking about it. It's, you know, when we talk about all these players, whether they're free agents or trades, and then you talk about the cap, it's hard to get players. which is what he had to say.
All right, but Gator, I hear that it's hard to get players. Yeah, no kidding.
Every team's in the same boat.
I just, and this is very disrespectful, but I'm going to do it anyway. Wah!
Oh.
Come on. Like, all I hear from every time this guy talks is how difficult his job is. At some point, you got to give me something, or I got to go find somebody else that can.
Right. And you hear the "it takes two to tango" line all the time, and it's true. If you identify a player that you want and you're trying to get him, if the other team doesn't want to really trade him,
then
you can't do it.
I get it.
If you want a free agent player, you desperately want this guy to be on your team, and he's told his agent, "I ain't going there because I'm not going to go to a team that's going to win a Stanley Cup," then you're up against it. So then what do? You have to develop your own players, and you got to do it in a timely fashion.
I get it.
And this is another thing where he was asked about one of their recent first-round picks from a couple years ago, Nate Danielson. He was asked, can Nate Danielson make this team? I wanted to hear that because I want to think about, we keep hearing about prospects. And over the years, they've been accused of letting them ripen on the vine for too long. And yet, Mo Sider was brought up pretty quickly. Great. Lucas Raymond brought up pretty quickly. Great. Marco Kasper, I don't know if it was brought pretty quickly, but he got his opportunity last year, and he looks great, and I think has a really bright future.
I agree.
Can Danielson be the next guy? Can Brandzik Nygaard be the next guy? Can Axel Sandin Pelikka be the next guy? Because while this team is, and specifically with Sandin Pelikka.
When is that, though? When is that? Give me the timeline for when that is.
This year?
See, but maybe.
That's why he said possibly.
And I don't expect, if that's the case, a bunch of rookies, I don't expect them to make the playoffs or take that next step.
Well, like Gator, can they be better than the guy that they're replacing? Maybe. Is all I care about. And if they are, and I already think this team is slightly better than what they were, that's going to help. But specifically with Axel Sandin Pelikka, because you didn't talk about him, but specifically with him,
right? Who is in the States?
Yeah, can this guy be a top four defenseman with this team out of training camp? Now he's going to have to show up at training camp. But what he did in the World Juniors or whatever, he was great. And playing with Team Sweden. And seems like his game is going to translate well, an offensive game. But that's the type of guy that they have to hit on right away to make this team better right away. So this team looks like that they've got a great young core of players that's a playoff team now, so that other players around the league don't look at the Red Wings and say, absolutely not.
Right. So it's finally paying off, right? I guess my thing is, in what world does Steve get to sit over and over and over? And this is why I believe the leash is so long for Yzerman. And he just gets to sit there and say how difficult it is. And, well, you know what? We're trying our best.
Well,
it's so frustrating, man.
Here's what he did talk about Axel Sandin Pelikka. Here's what he had to say. So that doesn't sound very promising. He'll make the club out of training camp.
I think you could probably have predicted that.
Probably, yeah. But we'll see what happens in training camp. Some guys who just light it up, and you can't help but notice what they've done, and you have to give them that opportunity. We'll see who those players end up being. The other thing he was talking about were the needs on this team. We're going to get to that coming up in about 5 minutes, whether there's still the biggest needs left for this team. If they're trying to improve this team, they can only do it at this point. It's going to be by your own prospects, or it's going to be by trade. And he already said possibly they can still make a trade. I'm holding out hope. I think that that's what's going to happen. But, you know, if it's going to happen, it probably happens in the next few weeks. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket. All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1, The Ticket. Jeff Rieger's in with me today. Doug will be back next week. We take your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. I do want to play one more cut before we go to some phones. And that is Steve Yzerman. Today he was addressing the media after the flurry of the first couple of days of free agency. Red Wings didn't add a ton in free agency. Did add James Van Riemsdyk. They did trade for a goaltender and John Gibson. But otherwise, kind of marginal players that will probably be back and forth from Grand Rapids. Fourth line type guys, depth defenseman type guys. But he did a talk about this team right now and what the biggest needs are for this team moving forward. So
he's
still talking about a top four defenseman. Great. Okay.
We knew that.
Yeah. But, well, that's a need. Right. So the question is, now you've identified the need, is Can you address it?
All right, we got one more cut, and then we'll go to the phones, I promise. But the big question is, Gator, how much better are they from last year to this year, right now, before any other moves may or may not be made? Take a listen. Boy, if that doesn't bring you a ton of confidence for this year, I don't know what the hell does. Little better, constructed, just a little bit. I picture Kenny Cott's voice doing the Trump. Little bit. I can't do a Trump, sorry. Little bit.
Well, I think he's accurate. I think they are a little bit better than what they were at the end of the year. I think the goaltender makes them better. And I think swapping out Van Riemsdyk, swapping him in and getting rid of Tarasenko, I think is a better thing. I think not having Petrie on the team, allowing somebody else to step in, is a better thing. Well, I mean, we can scoff about it, but it is.
It is
what it is right now. I think they are a better team. I don't think it's a much better team. I think that can come if they make a trade of significance, which I'm still holding out hope for that that's going to happen. But each day that passes and something like that doesn't happen, and if they go into training camp with exactly what they have right now, it's not very encouraging. It doesn't instill a ton of confidence. Even with young guys that you expect to get better being better, I don't know, does a team make the playoffs or not? And you have to make the playoffs. If you don't, it's failure, and then you've got to start over with a new GM. But that's down the road. Let's go to the phones. Don is next up here in Birmingham. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Don.
Donnie, hello.
Don!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hold on.
That feels bad.
All right. Don's gone. So let's go to Kevin, who's next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
All right.
Fabulous.
Well, I was in a good mood, you know, my weekend holiday just started, beautiful day, but I got to get in my car and listen to you guys play those clips of Steve Yzerman saying his job is hard and we should all feel sorry for him. I'm like, are you kidding me? First of all, everyone's job is hard. I didn't know if you knew that, Steve. You get paid pretty well to play GM.
Let's be fair here, though, Kevin. That's what you're reading into. He didn't say it. That's what you're reading into the comments.
Kevin, I read the same thing into
it. You think he's whining because you hear what Jeff says?
I mean, he said he's unable to do his job because it's so hard. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what he said, Gator. So
it's not what he said, but you can read into that. That's fine, but don't quote him on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, anyways, it seems as though every other team is able to make trades and to sign free agents. I mean, Columbus just did a few years ago. I mean, RIP, Johnny Gaudreau. But they were able to sign him, and no one wants to play in Columbus.
So I think it's I just think that's a bad excuse. But yeah, whatever. It's really frustrating.
Kev, I hear you, man. I mean, it all goes down to your internal timeline, which I think we all share, which you should be much better at this point than they currently are. And the fact that they haven't done more to this juncture, that's the disappointing part. I got you, man.
Chris is next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Hey, I think you guys are both being totally fair at this stage. There's not a lot of confidence as it stands right now. You know, maybe they will make a deal and make things better. But here's the other side equation that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. Oh, Reeves, Jeff, I want to tell you this. Thanks for holding their feet to the fire at these press conferences. I mean, you're just like one of the guys that, you know, me and my buddies hang out and we ask these questions. Why is this or why is that? The questions you ask
are the same
ones that we would want to ask. And I'm just saying I appreciate that. Takes a lot of balls, and I appreciate you, but it's very noteworthy. Hey, the other side equation, gentlemen, is that nobody's talking about. Now, you can agree or disagree with me. Okay, number one, there's a bunch of teams that are upcoming together, right? I look at Ottawa's past us. I think Montreal's past us. I think you could argue Columbus is maybe past us. There's 8 playoff teams in the East. You throw Tampa, you throw Florida, you throw Toronto, you throw Carolina. You throw the Rangers, and so I'm looking and I'm asking this. It's a tall order where they're standing right now. It seems like they're staying in place, and other teams are getting better. That's what's frustrating to me. It's like, okay, well, Montreal is an upcoming team. Ottawa was too, and we're just like in quicksand. I just wonder what you guys feel about that. Are those teams better in your opinion at least right now?
I think some teams have hope to be better. I think Columbus has such a really good young nucleus of players, guys that were hurt last year, and this was a team that just missed the playoffs by 2 points. Yeah, I think Columbus is a good hockey team. I think you're going to see, or they're a better hockey team. I think there's a bunch of teams, and the Red Wings are included in that mix of teams that's always going to be competing for a wild card spot, and some make it and some don't. It's a matter of like 5 points that separates these teams, and it's such a narrow margin. You know, you just go back to March, and thanks for the call, Chris. It's March every year for 3 years in a row.
I agree.
It's a giant kick in the schnoz.
So he asked which teams, like, right? I think we know Toronto, Tampa Bay, Florida, more than likely going to make the top 3 spots in the Atlantic. Washington, Carolina, let's just say the Devils make the top 3 spots in the Metro. Then you're left with 2 more spots for the remaining teams. And is Montreal better than you? Yeah. Is Ottawa better than you? Yeah. Is Columbus better than you? I think so. Are the Rangers going to take a step back here and be better? We'll see. Maybe Philly, they're not going to be as dastardly as they were last year. The point is, teams are passing the Wings. They really are. And I do feel it's never been more jam-packed than the last couple years. Remember 2 years ago when 91 points made the playoffs? Yeah, well, last year, 91 points made the playoffs again. So you're at 86 last year. Are you 5 points better, and are other teams not, that you can jump them?
Yeah, it's can you find 3 more wins in regulation, really is what it comes down to. Can you find 3 more wins in regulation?
Yeah,
and they should be able to, but so other teams are thinking they can do it as well. That's what I'm saying. There's a whole group of teams that might just be the same team, and it's a dogfight to see who comes out of it. And right now, I don't have confidence that the Red Wings are going to come out of it.
I got a quick personal question for you. You still believe what you believed at 10 o'clock this morning when we went on before Yzerman talked, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't think anything has changed.
Okay. You don't think anything's changed?
No.
I do. And maybe that's on me, because maybe I shouldn't just listen to the talk. Maybe I should just view the results. But man, do I. Just the constant talk of how difficult it is. It's really rubs me the wrong way.
I think you've probably put a narrative in your head and you hear it, and I'm not blaming you.
Yeah, that's fair. I think
you hear it and then it confirms what you're already saying to yourself, and you get frustrated. And I'm frustrated too, but I guess have more patience through it. July 25th.
That is the Gator Steve Yzerman trade deadline.
That's right.
I want you, by the way, on the 27th to 28th, which should be a Monday, you got to come on the air and say, Stevie, you're done. You got to fire him. Well, I heard you're going to fire him.
No, my thing was that if they don't make the playoffs, then I think you
fire him. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that either.
Which, yeah, I don't think, and I'm probably late to the party. Everybody's like, yeah, no kidding, Gator. Well, yeah, but this is me. My timeline is different than yours. John's in Flint. John, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Johnny, hello.
John.
Hello?
Hey. Go ahead.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. So these comments really are ticking me off from Steve. I'm a longtime ticket holder, and I just don't understand his whole idea of what he's supposed to be doing. This team, the last 2 years, has had as much emotion or lack thereof at the end of the season as what he shows in these press conferences. He constantly wants to complain about, the price. Well, guess what, Steve? It's time for you to start playing the game just like every other team in the league does. Do that. Guess what? Maybe this has passed you by, and you need to figure things out on your own and leave.
So, John.
Because this just can't keep going on.
John, I am curious. Let me ask you. So I asked Gator this question. When you woke up this morning, do you feel differently this morning than you do now after hearing the Iserman comments?
No, I'm the exact same. I have zero confidence.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm real close to calling up my season ticket lady and telling her, I see no reason he's not putting forth the effort. Why do I need to put forth the effort and the time and the money for a team that he's not putting forth the time and effort into?
All right, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Tony is next up. Tony, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Yeah, enjoy your show. I agree with most of what you're saying, but you're not mentioning a couple of items. First off, who's holding the purse strings? And the way the NHL conducts its draft now. The Red Wings have been getting screwed for years on the draft, and you're not going to get a good player.
Yeah, but Tony, come on. You did get screwed. They got screwed. Everybody acknowledges they got screwed, but it's year 7 and you're still not in the playoffs. As far as the money you speak of, are you saying that the 14, 15, 16 million in cap space that they have available, they're not spending because they're not allowed to spend? Is that what you're saying? Because it's not an ownership thing. There's a cap floor. There's a cap ceiling. You spend what's in the cap. They got 14, 15, 16 mil left. They can spend that if they choose to.
I understand, but you have to factor those two items in when you're talking about everything we've talked about today.
No, I guess I disagree. I'm with Jeff on that. There's a salary cap. You can spend up to the salary cap. And if they've got cap space right now, it's not because the owner said, I want you to stop spending money. It's because there's got to be a reason behind it. Are they trying to trade for a player to account for that? Are they going to hold it open for the trade deadline in March of next year, which, God, if that's the case, it's just kicking the can down way far down the road, and I'm not thrilled with it. But it's not because of ownership saying no to players. Now, if you want to say that about maybe hires that they've made in the past, did they hang on to certain coaches for too long? Is that possible? Maybe.
How about the new head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks?
Is it Blashill?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hanging on to Blashill as long as they did? I mean, should they have moved on from that when they were they reluctant because they didn't want to pay out the contract?
Or Lalonde. They probably should have fired Derek earlier because you could tell even after that last year that it wasn't going to work out.
Right. And it was only there for a year and a half.
Right.
So, and
but you could tell.
To a lesser extent, yes. But I think on the Blashill front, maybe that's a case of that happening. But as far as players are concerned, they can spend money on players. In fact, they have. Like when they got deals done with the restricted free agents, not only this year, but more importantly before that with Seider and Raymond. They got those deals done. And those deals are going to look really good down the road here when you've got them signed for, what, $8 million or just under $8 million
a year
for Lucas Raymond? That's going to look great. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, the Ticket. I guess that's what it comes down to, Jeff, is that the Steve Yzerman comments from today, they're just so uninspiring.
That is true.
You know, and as a GM, I get it. There's GM speak. You get in front of cameras and microphones and you talk about, this is, hey, we're just after free agency and there's nothing really to talk about too much with them. The only time I think that you're going to get fire from a GM is when they first get the job. The introductory press conference.
Selling themselves.
And that's
yes.
really about it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, again, I fully admit that I shouldn't allow the comments to get me down or make me think differently than I thought just like 3 hours ago. But they were very uninspiring. I get sick and tired of the my job is hard routine. That's what I can't stand. And that's how I view the comments.
248-539-9797. Jeff is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys, thanks. I'd like to say that even if we're just slightly better, like Eisenman said, that maybe with the changing of coaches, like we all agree that we underperformed the first half of the year with Milan. Now with a better coach, a slightly better team, maybe that's enough to get us those extra couple of points.
I'll buy that.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, quick.
With having Kane resigned, that's the biggest offseason deal.
All right, for your phone's killing me. But you're happy with Patrick Kane's re-signing? Yeah, I'm fine with Patrick Kane's re-signing. Is he a top six forward? Absolutely.
Contract's nice.
Yeah, it's a great contract, and even at the high end of it, if he makes all the incentives, it's not going to cost you that much. But it's 1 year. It's fine. I love Patrick Kane. Selfishly, love to watch him play because the guy is still one of the best passers in the NHL.
Oh yeah.
But I think the salient comment he made was his first part. Having McCollum coach this team for the whole year is a big deal.
I'll buy that.
And is that enough? Like, if he had been here the whole year last year, is that good for a couple more wins? Probably sure. Yes. I think, you know, and maybe even certainly yes.
Now, let's not forget, though, under McClellan, they went through their own losing two.
Well, I was just going to say,
people forget about those 2 7-game winning streaks, which were awesome.
They were great. And they were followed by a 9-game losing streak, whatever the hell
right.
it was.
So, the problem
is. They still collapsed in March like they did
after
the previous
the
2 years.
Face up, yes.
Even with a new coach.
As far as Patrick Kane, I like Patrick Kane as kind of a supporting player. Patrick Kane ain't going to carry you to anything. So I like the signing. I like watching him play like you do. He's the greatest American hockey player of all time. But I'm to the level where I need a guy that could probably help a little more. You can't sell me that Patrick Kane and a new goalie are your big moves and expect me to think like, hey, you know what? We're going places this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, I love Patrick Kane, but it's not an acquisition to bring somebody new to the team.
No.
It doesn't change things from last year. What changes things from last year, in fact, as much as I like Patrick Kane, I don't expect him to produce like he did last year because he's another year older.
Yes.
I expect perhaps a little drop in production.
And Patrick
that being
Kane,
said, other guys can step up in production.
Kane's Lucas one of Remington. Those guys where things are going great. He's going great. When things aren't going great, he ain't going great.
No, he's still a highlight reel waiting to happen. Still gets that goal waiting to happen. Let's go and pick up Bill. Welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Bill.
Billy, hello.
Bill.
Bill.
I forget it.
Oh, Bill's gone.
Well, Rico's in studio. Let's
talk to Rico.
Welcome to the big man.
How you doing, Rico?
Gentlemen, what was that for? How you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Did you get your hazard pay today?
Why do you do that?
I get it tomorrow.
I'm not showing up tomorrow. How about that?
Oh.
Do the show by yourself.
Did you hear that?
That's a very mean comment. You walk in, I say hello. That's a very mean comment.
I don't know. I was like, what was that for? Like, were you excited to see me or were you telling me to get the hell out of the
studio? I'm always excited to see you.
You're not always excited.
Always excited to see you, with the exception of the one time I owed you money. I was never excited to see you then.
You mean 11 years?
Well, it's the one time. It's one time.
It's one time I owed you money.
Look at you guys.
You know,
hey, did you hear my proposal to Gator?
No.
Yeah.
Did he say yes?
He did. He did. Although he called.
What are you going to do with your wife?
I called it more of a proposition. Gator, I told Gator I proposed that we bet at the station outing, mm-hmm. and I'm going to beat him in the golf. I'm going to beat him in a golf match. If I beat him, all I want from him is a video that I make with him after the golf saying that he sucks as bad as I do. But he gets to choose whatever his wager is.
So here's what's hysterical about
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry, Gator.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Why are you so mean? I thought we were friends.
I just find it hysterical.
I know, Rieger, I know you.
I'm not calling you
anymore. Worst case scenario for me is that Jeff beats me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how bad is it when all I have to do is say I'm just as bad as you?
But you need to say it with a little energy.
But if you're going to make the bet, this is what made me laugh. If you're going to make a bet like that and you want me to come on video and say something, wouldn't you say, I suck, he's so much better than I am?
I don't need that. I just want you to realize
you would have actually won the match. You can say that you're better than somebody if you actually win head to head. Instead, he just wants
because the bar is so
you're just
low.
As bad.
All right, the bar is so low. It's going to get put on every social media.
No, that is true.
He's probably going to run it through auto tune. He's probably
That's a great idea. I didn't think about that.
Here's what will happen because Jeff's going to lose the bet.
Okay.
Jeff will have to shoot the boot out of his own golf shoe.
Okay. I'll do it right there. You get that on video.
Well, that's exactly what you're going to have to do.
Yeah,
you're going to have to drink a beer out of your own golf
shoe. Okay, that's what I got to do? Okay, yeah. I'm fine with that. We already shook a bet. We're doing stroke play. And by the way, in the video that you make with me when I win, you have no problem with me distributing everywhere. I want to add something very quickly.
I don't care. No.
I'm going to be very unbearable.
Do what you feel like you have to do.
I'm going to be very unbearable. Can I call your show the following Monday and talk about how I beat you?
We can discuss that if that were to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
In August.
And now you see how I started the show, Gator.
I'm going to be unbearable.
I hope you got your hazard pay. And I'm sorry.
Rico, we're no longer friends.
First of all, you have to have somebody actually watch him, Gator, because he played in this other thing that I was going to bet on, and then they couldn't decide whether to use rules or not.
No. You got it all wrong, Stoney.
Yeah,
rules were implemented. Nobody cares. We could talk about it off the air, but rules were implemented that were not being used all week long or all day long.
I will say this. Yeah. I believe Evan has volunteered to be in the foursome with Jeff
group.
So that they can watch.
And our boss will be in your group.
And Jimmy will be in my group.
So you're acting a little shady.
I trust both these guys to keep things honest.
Sounds like you're kind of shady playing golf.
You know what, Rico?
Okay, Malik.
I don't want to hear from you anymore. Okay,
Malik.
Oh, wow.
I don't owe a barber $30,000.
Goodness. Wow. No, you definitely do not owe a barber over $30,000.
I do this myself. Yeah.
If you had to pay $35,000 for that.
I don't know of any barber that gets paid that much for any individual. I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know either. So what's coming up? Obviously, Stoney is in for you're switching out mics.
Yeah exactly.
Oh, that's nice. You guys doing the Iserman comments?
We'll
people
talk
are
about
all fired up.
Iserman, I have a interesting blitz that these guys don't know what it is. It's
he's pulling a Valeni on us.
Well, I like that. So. Yeah. Can I do my Doug Karsh since he's not here?
Sure.
All right, Tom. These guys coming up next. We got Rico and Mike coming up next. Guys, have a great weekend and treat each other with respect.
I like it. 97.1 The Ticket.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. We'll be right back.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.